listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We appreciate you joining us on ABQ Connect this afternoon. Our second guests of the afternoon together are Dave and Holly Slade, longtime supporters of KNKT Radio. Dave is a Bible teacher. Holly runs Feed New Mexico Kids. You guys are raising dogs?
Dogs, yes. We have a dog named Steinbeck. Obviously, Dave named the dog because Steinbeck is one of his favorite authors.
Well, I'm kind of making fun of you guys because you guys do like 18 different things simultaneously. Dave writes books and you guys are serving in ministry and Bible studies. And man, you have got a full plate.
Yeah, you know, it really is true what people say. If you want to get things done, you know, the way you schedule yourself is the way you get things done. The more free time you have, the less you get done. Have you ever noticed that?
That's
you go
right.
on vacation. Where did the day go? What happened?
I don't even know what a vacation is.
Right.
Hey, we've been talking a little bit about the coronavirus and how that's affecting our country. Obviously, the markets in the stock market, bond markets have been fluctuating like crazy. And improving bond markets, helping you guys in real estate. So we thought that we'd start talking about, we have a guy named Brian Cochran with John Moore and Associates that visits with us about investing in the markets, and he's a really knowledgeable guy. But I thought you would be the perfect folks to talk about owning a home, looking at real estate as an investment. And I think that there's a lot of commercial investors and a lot of residential investors that, man, putting money in the real estate market might be the most stable place to go.
Right. It's a phenomenal opportunity right now. As you said, the markets are fluctuating. And what that's doing is bringing the interest rates down to even lower historic rates. Mm. Last weekend on Friday, a 15-year conventional loan was all the way down at 2.99.
Wow.
Some people were quoting 2.65. And so today what we're looking at is somewhere in between 3.2 and 3.5, which is a historic low. Mm. And so when you pencil that out, what you're looking at in a mortgage payment is generally less than people are paying in rent. And
right.
keep in mind, rent is paying somebody else's mortgage payment, not your own.
Well, Holly, give us the numbers. I know you've worked out some numbers there. So right now, if you're paying, say, $2,000 a month in rent to rent a home, how could you buy a home and keep your payment under that?
Yeah, so our average price in Albuquerque is about $265. It's actually $266. And some change, but let's use round numbers. So if you're looking at a house that's 265, you get a loan amount of 250, and I'm going to go on the high side of today's interest rates, which is 3.5%. Then once we calculate principal and interest, we add the property taxes in, we add your homeowner's insurance, and we add the mortgage insurance because you're not 20% invested.
Right. So you're putting 5% down?
5% down.
Okay.
You're looking at a monthly payment, all included, of $1,623. What you would likely be paying in rent for that same home is closer to $2,000.
Mm.
So rather than pay $2,000 towards somebody else's mortgage payment, you can invest in your own property. And our prices are going up in the Albuquerque market. We don't have those really steep inclines, nor do we have the steep drop-offs that other markets like Phoenix and Las Vegas and Colorado have. So we have a pretty steady incline. And so what's also nice about it is not only are you investing in your own property, but you're going to realize some equity gains in the next years to come.
And on top of that too, Jim, if I might add, you also have the write-off for your property taxes and for your interest.
Mm.
So that's a huge advantage. And any equity gains that you have on a property for a married couple are not taxable up to $500,000, and for an individual, $250,000.
So you have a basis in a house. Let's say you pay $250,000 for a house, and 10 years from now you sell it for $750,000 or $500,000. That gain is not taxable because that's been your primary residence.
No, the gain is taxable above a sales price of $500,000.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So you'd have $750,000, you'd have a taxable gain of $250,000 less in expenses to prepare that home for sale, less expenses of the cost of sale.
But where else can you have a gain of $250,000 and it not be taxable?
Yeah, and the tax rate on it would probably be, somewhere in the 20-25% range. So,
yeah.
No, it's a great opportunity.
So Dave and Holly, your company is called Dave Slade and Associates. You guys work together closely in that business. You are both helping people buy homes and sell homes. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your experience, Dave.
Well, I've been in the business for 35 years. I remember...
You're only 42, though. I don't understand.
I remember Jim Williams way back when it was Southwest Mortgage.
Yeah.
So I go back a ways, and I've seen a lot of ups and downs in the marketplace through the years and become a fairly seasoned investor myself. Mm-hmm. So Holly and I have bought a lot of property. We have invested in what we believe, and I think now is a great time because these interest rates are historically low. When I got into the real estate business in 1984, the rates were 14.5%, down from 18%. Mm-hmm. Most of the financing back then, as you'll remember, was basically owner to new owner. It was basically real estate contracts. They were wrapping existing loans and things like that. And I remember when the rates got down to 9.9, which I think was about late 1984, 85, we threw a big party at my real estate company, because we never thought we'd see single digits again. So, and then they settled in around 8 to 8.5% for many, many years. Mm-hmm. So today when you're talking about rates in the low 3% range, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, you go back in the 1950s and they weren't that low. Mm. So this is a tremendous opportunity because every time these rates drop down, let's say 1% based on a loan of $250,000, that means that same house cost you $29,000 less. Mm. So you can figure that out pretty fast, that low interest rates are critically important to buying power. They increase your buying power.
When you talk about the coronavirus, everybody's panicking in investment markets. Is it time to really look closely at buying real estate?
Oh, I think so. I think now is a tremendous opportunity because I've been looking at it. What's going to happen if this virus continues on is there's going to be some panic selling. Mm-hmm. It will probably invade not on the residential market, but maybe on the commercial market. So there might be some opportunities on the commercial market. I had a guy call me the other day with an opportunity down in Texas to buy a big trailer park down there. And ironically, it's a work camp located near oil fields. And my first question was, this is a work camp, right? He said, yeah. And I says, it's dependent on the oil and gas industry, isn't it? He says, yes. I said, not interested, because oil and gas is going to fall and that camp is going to be probably pretty much vacant.
Yes.
So it's certain industries like oil and gas, we were talking about this yesterday, are going to have a pretty big impact in a good way for us as consumers. Gas prices are going to go down. But for a bad way, they're going to cap wells. Yeah. Because once they get below $40 a barrel, and I think they're hovering between 30 and 35 now, there's no money made. So they start laying people off. They start capping wells. But that's an opportunity when this park comes up, because they're going to have to lower their prices down to a ridiculous level to be able to get investors interested.
So when people are considering residential real estate, Holly, that's both a good investment and it's nice to have a primary residence that you own and you're building equity in. But how does investing in single families work? A lot of people are doing that now. They buy a home, they rent it out. Can you do that with positive cash?
You can in the Albuquerque market. We're still one of the more affordable markets in the United States. And we are a high rental market because a lot of our people are cash strapped and or maybe in a situation where they are trying to repair their credit. Mm-hmm. And so even though they have the cash flow to pay rent, they don't necessarily have the credit scores needed to apply for a mortgage. And so if you're interested in being a residential landlord, it's a fantastic market for that. We have a lot of families. You know, you drive around, you see the apartment complexes around town, and people move according to the phases and the stages of their life. So generally, when we get out of high school or college, we generally move into an apartment. It's a safe setting. You know, we've got neighbors close by. It's reasonably affordable. Then usually what happens is a couple will get married, and they may stay in an apartment or move into a townhome. But the thing that happens next is a baby that turns into a toddler. And it's really inconvenient to leave the apartment and go down to the play area. I've had this conversation with a lot of new moms. They thought that the apartment complex that they were in was so great because it had the gym, it had the pool, it had the park and the play area. And then after they experience it, they're like, but I have to leave the house and lock the door and take my child down just to run around the park versus open the back door and say, go out and play, sweetheart, while she's folding laundry, you know, even out on the back porch. Or if they've got a second child that's a baby, you know, now you're packing up a sleeping baby just to go downstairs so a toddler can run around in the grass. So that's generally the life stage in the Albuquerque market where people are like, must have house now, must have yard. We joke around that they're not really buying a house. They're buying a yard with a shelter on it.
There you go. Dave and Holly Slade in studio with us this afternoon. They own Dave Slade and Associates Real Estate. They're longtime sponsors on KNKT, involved in ministry of all kinds of types. We'll be back talking with them for a couple more segments. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's the Encounter Tour 2020 with Lisa Turkhurst.
God loves us too much to answer our prayer at any other time than the right time.
And Levi Lusco.
He'll never leave you. He'll never fail you. He's in love with you.
With worship led by Fresh Life Worship. Authentic, unapologetic, engaging. Sunday, April 19th, 6 p.m. at Calvary, Albuquerque. Tickets are on sale now at theencountertour.com. Lisa Turkhurst, Levi Lusco, and Fresh Life Worship. The Encounter Tour 2020.
Did you know that new biblical discoveries are constantly being made in the Middle East? That's one reason you'll want a copy of the new Harvest Handbook of Bible Lands by Stephen Collins and Joseph Holden. This 400-page hardcover book is the featured resource this month on this program. Here's what Pastor Skip said about author Stephen Collins in a recent teaching.
The world's best living expert on the times of Abraham and Lot and the cities of the plain goes to this church, and his name is Dr. Steve Collins. Any questions about Sodom and Gomorrah, ask him. He's been digging it for 15 years.
Archaeologist Stephen Collins and Bible scholar Joseph M. Holden have spent decades making and researching those discoveries and now offer a wealth of information based on the latest findings in this new Harvest Handbook of Bible Lands. Get your copy for a donation to the Connection of $50 or more. This Handbook of Bible Lands provides a textual and visual bird's eye view of ancient Near Eastern biblical geography, culture, history, and chronology. With the most up-to-date information from biblical and archaeological finds, this hardcover handbook has narrative-style text, numerous maps, instructive photographs, illustrations, and charts. Order your copy now by calling 800-922-1888 or go online to connectwithskip.com. The Handbook of Bible Lands will be a trusted resource for years to come. 1-800-922-1888 or connectwithskip.com.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. Dave and Holly Slade in studio with us, and we would be remiss if we didn't mention Feed New Mexico Kids. Holly is a frequent contributor to this program, Feed New Mexico Kids, doing some amazing ministry. Dave, you obviously have supported your wife in doing this, and I'm sure you guys support the ministry financially, but
we
just
do.
the emotional, and she's got a lot of work.
She has a lot on her plate.
Yeah. And so Feed New Mexico Kids, Holly, is having a couple challenges right now. Share those with our listeners.
Well, as people are out buying things that is coronavirus motivated, what's happening is we are not able to get some of the supplies that we need for kids who this really is everything that they're going to eat over the weekend. Mm. So ravioli is our main staple, you know, kind of the foundational cornerstone of our snack pack, so to speak. And we're getting emails back from Sam's Club right now rejecting our orders. So we're going to send some shoppers out to see what they can get in person. But if anybody happens to have some extra ravioli with a flip-top lid at home that they're not going to use, maybe they bought more than their family actually needs. We've got some hungry kids in the area who could really use it. So yeah, drop it off at some of the drop sites.
Yeah, and you've got a lot of people that I know Legacy Church, Calvary campuses all take those donations, the police substations.
APS substations, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So there's a lot that people can do, so we want to keep that in mind. So let's get back now. How do you guys make a living? How do you support these ministries and the other things that you do? And that's buying and selling real estate and helping people understand how to invest. I want to ask you, Holly, what is the most important thing that a seller needs to know when they're getting ready to sell their home?
You know, the most important thing is to price the home correctly, because buyers are informed today. And if you overprice your home, it sits on the market longer, and buyers now have access to days on market. We didn't used to show that on MLS, but it's shown on MLS. It's shown on Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com. Everybody can see how long your house has been on the market. And the average days on market is decreasing. And so we have right now an average days on market in the Albuquerque market of 46 days. Used to be closer to 60, but because we're so low on inventory, it's 46 days. Now, if it's a hot property, it's going to sell in days or a week. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is, as a property nears that 46-day mark or more, the buyer mentality starts thinking, well, what's wrong with it? Mm-hmm. And they don't even want to go in and see the property. So the National Association of Realtors is one of the largest trade organizations in the United States. They do mountains of research, and they have researched and researched that when you overprice a home, it takes much longer to sell because it chases buyers away. Rather than, you know, you just cannot have that mentality of, well, I'll overprice my home and I'll let people bid. They won't bid. They will move on to a home that is more reasonably priced.
And I can imagine that you're coming up against other real estate professionals that are trying to attract listings by saying, oh, I could sell that $50,000 over what everybody else could sell it.
Every now and then there are people out there who will say that. You know, I don't personally know names, and I wouldn't say
sure.
So, you know, even if I did. But for the sellers who are listening, for the people out there selling, that's not a good strategy. When you hear that it's a hot market, when you hear it's a seller's market, it is, provided you price your home appropriately and your home presents well, because so many people are shopping online and looking at the photos. So we do a staging consultant with our clients because those photos matter. And how we live in a home is not how we sell a home. Mm. If I stage homes all day, every week, you know, and if I had to sell my own home, I would have to do a staging analysis on my own home and move a lot of things and tuck a lot of things away, because how we live is not how we sell.
You have this husband that lays books everywhere, I bet.
Stacks of books. Stacks
Don't bring
stacks
that up, Jim. Don't bring that up.
That is hysterical. I was trying to joke around with that. I thought, oh, I probably should pull that one back, but it's not coming back
too
that
late.
Easy.
We're doing marriage counseling on radio now.
Isn't that funny? You know? Well, tell me, Dave, to shift gears, we were talking about investing in residential real estate. You are now doing a lot of commercial as well. Do you show clients how to invest in commercial real estate?
I do, yes. I'm meeting a lady today right after the show to show our restaurant. So I do commercial leasing. I do sells for apartment complexes, which is kind of my specialty, mm-hmm. warehouses, those types of things. And I've gravitated more toward the commercial, and Holly is fixed on the residential, but we show both clients residentially as well as commercially whatever type of product that we think would work best for them. The apartment market is quite different than an investment in a single family home. We used to buy lots and lots of single family homes. We shifted into apartments primarily because when you're buying a fourplex, if you buy it right, you can generally have a greater cash flow out of that property.
But you can also finance that with residential loan products.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right now, just to mention the commercial rates for a multiplex right now, you can get a 30-year loan with about 4.3% interest rate with a 10-year call. What that essentially means is that the loan will refinance, need to be refinanced in 10 years. Now, this particular lender does have prepayment penalties for the first 3 to 4 years on it, which will discourage you from selling or from refinancing that product. But still, it's an amazing time to be able to buy real estate.
And again, an opportunity to not only generate positive cash flow, and I know one of the things I heard you say off air maybe two or three times ago when we met was you apply a lot of that overage to mortgages so you get properties paid off earlier.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So if you two, non-specifics requested here, but if you two are ready to walk away from everything in 10 years, you're going to still have income based on your real estate investments.
Yeah, we have a steady flow of income right now, which is nice because real estate is up and down. And whereas we've created a steady stream of income for us from the properties that we own.
And I think that's what's critical is too, is when you're buying investment properties, to work with people who actually understand how investment properties work. Because even if you're buying a residential home as an investment, there's a different strategy involved. Mm-hmm. And you need to walk through what your goals are. Are you looking to hold this for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years? Are you looking to hold this long term? Are you trying to buy something for your college kids to live in with maybe a couple roommates, and then you want to sell it when they get out of school? Are you looking to buy something in hopes that your elderly parents are going to move to town? We need to know the strategy, but because we are real estate investors as well, we know the questions to ask. Mm-hmm. If you're just working with a straight, you know, residential transaction, there are a lot of unasked questions. And there's a whole lot of movement around nationwide right now of people selling and buying in order to be closer to family. Mm-hmm. It's a huge reason that people are just shifting around the nation right now.
Yeah, Holly and I, in terms of our experience, kind of give you an idea, we have purchased and sold more than 150 properties through the years. So we have done a lot of this. We believe in it. It's been very good to
us. And this is personal, you're talking
personally.
That's personally, yeah. With clients, it's over 2,500
yeah.
Homes.
So a lot of experience with transactions. Dave and Holly Slade. I'm sorry, I'm trying to talk too fast. Dave and Holly Slade, Dave Slade and Associates. We'll be back with the final segment. In that segment, we're going to talk a little bit about surveys, appraisals, paperwork, purchase agreements, all that good stuff. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets, Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT.
Getting fit. This is Roger Patterson with a Minute of Vision for Life. The guys at All Pro Dad let me know that May is National Fitness Month. That means it's time to get fit. Your health and fitness can be one of your biggest assets or worst liabilities. It will affect how you interact with your family, how you perform at work, and the enjoyment of your overall life. Having vision for life isn't just made up of spiritual principles or applications, but it also entails thinking long-term and making practical changes along the way to get you to your destination. You know, today's an opportunity for you to make progress. Ephesians 5:15-17 states, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Get moving in the right direction and seek to be fit in every area of your life.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision at visionforlife.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Dave and Holly Slade. I'm having so much trouble with Slade today. Dave Slade and Associates Realtors.
Yeah.
You guys have played testimonial spots on KNKT. People that you've sold homes to, people that you have sold homes for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing the things that they say. And we don't coach them on those.
No.
They come
neither
out
do we.
And they testify exactly what their experience has been. Dave, what separates Dave Slade and Associates from other real estate companies?
Well, our slogan is we do doing business by the book, and that's not just a slogan, but it's truly, I think, what makes us different. One of the things, and that is we're believers. We truly advise our clients to do what's best for them, and sometimes that's mean not buying a home or not selling their home.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, as believers, we're always looking out for the very, very best for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
You take that, we pray with our clients, which I think is important to bring the business before the Lord for wisdom. And we have a lot of experience. We've been in the business a long time, through good times, through bad times. And I think when you combine all that together with Holly's ability at staging, it's a unique package that we bring to buyers and sellers.
You have some other people on your team. Tell us about your team a little
bit.
We
do. We have a wonderful transaction manager, Lori. She's been with us for 9 years, and in some of the testimonials, you'll hear people mention Lori. And we have a listing manager, Deb, who's fantastic. We have a field coordinator, Daryl. And we have two buyer brokers, Brandy and Lois.
Mm.
So it's more than just us. It really is a team of people, and it takes teams in order to compete in the marketplace today, because you want people available for you. So while I'm meeting with clients or Dave is meeting with clients, Lori's at her desk receiving and sending documents from inspection companies and title companies and mortgage companies, and just making sure that that piece of the business still flows smoothly while we're out meeting with clients. You know, if you're trying to do that, meet with clients and then run home and do paperwork on another transaction and run out, meet with another client, it creates a lot of stress in your life, and you're not able to give people, you know, quite the level of service that you might be able to otherwise.
I would say since I was in the mortgage business starting 35 years ago, the paperwork has increased 400%.
If not more.
At least, yeah.
And
very true.
I remember the days when we had a TRW dot matrix printer hooked directly to them. Now that's Experian as far as a credit report. We could pull your credit report and tell you literally in 5 minutes. We had the lending authority, and we would make the loan. We would say, you're approved. And as soon as we had title work back and the appraisals and all those things done to support the loan, we would be able to close. It was a very short throw. Literally within 2 or 3 years, and I'm going to make fun of attorneys, because the truth is that with the attorneys involved, the paperwork has increased in a crazy amount.
Exactly.
So tell us now about how you manage surveys, appraisals, title insurance, and all the things that lenders are after, and how do you explain that to your buyers and your sellers?
Well, as Holly mentioned, we have a transaction manager, because without that person, it would be pretty impossible, because purchase agreements have gone from 1 to 2 pages to more than 40 pages today when you add the addendums in.
Mm.
And that's an average size. There's so many things that we have today that we didn't used to have.
Mm-hmm.
Back when you and I got started in the business, they were just starting to have home inspections.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, they didn't have any seller's disclosures. There was no lead paint disclosures, very few termite inspections, and on and on and on and on. And all these things have been added to purchase agreements, primarily because of litigation, mm-hmm. as you mentioned. So to begin with title insurance, is important because it's an insurance policy that protects the buyer, to let them know that the title is good and merchantable.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any defects in the title, defects might be a survey that shows that there's an encroachment from a fence.
Like your neighbor built their fence on your property line.
Right.
Right.
Seen that many times.
Then that's disclosed, and you might have to get an encroachment agreement with the the adjacent neighbor. So that's important. Survey, of course, is important for that same reason, to let you know that the boundary lines are correct, or an easement that might appear on a property that you didn't know anything about. We've seen that before, where suddenly you see this little line running through your property.
I'll tell you, the scariest one I ever saw was an encroachment by a swimming pool on a PNM in easement. So they had this high voltage stuff underground, literally up against the pool.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was really scary. Had anything happened, you could electrocute everybody in that swimming pool.
Absolutely.
And obviously PNM wouldn't allow that to go through. So Right. The folks had to buy the home, but fill up the swimming pool.
Yeah. And that's the purpose of a survey.
Yes. Holly, tell me how you protect people. Do you explain all this kind of stuff up front and take them through the process?
We do. You know, I'm an interesting person. Dave teases me. It took me a year to buy a sofa once. And so I'm very methodical. And so I really like people to understand the process that we're going through. Even if they have purchased homes before, the industry changes so rapidly. One of the first questions I ask people is, when was the last time you purchased a home, or when was the last time you sold a home? Sort of walk them through how things have changed since then and what to expect over the next 30 to 45 days of the escrow period. And that way, you know, we have a conversation about expectations. Mm-hmm. You know, how is this going to work? How do you want to be communicated with? There's a whole lot of ongoing communication throughout a transactions, because documents are arriving. Deadlines must be met. Every document that happens in a real estate transaction has a deadline associated with it. And if the party on either side of the transaction misses that deadline, they create a voidable. Mm-hmm. Contract doesn't mean it's void. It means that if the other party wanted to get out for some reason and you miss a deadline, you're opening the door for that opportunity. So those deadlines are really, really important. So we have these kinds of discussions up front, as well as discussions about what it's like to live in a house that's on the market. You know, it's no fun. Having your house on the market is a part-time job. Mm-hmm. And we have to be really clear about that and engage every family member in keeping the house show ready every morning when they head off to school and work, because that's when showings are happening.
You know, there's a common thread through a lot of the testimonials that I've heard on KNKT about you guys, and that's that you communicate very well.
We make a real concerted effort toward it. I actually have a degree in communication. Not that you could tell that from this last sentence, but I actually have a degree in it because it's important. You know, communication is the thing around which all else succeeds or fails. You can be in any industry, and if you don't communicate well, then you're not going to get your best result out of that industry, whatever it is.
Well, and you mentioned that selling a home is kind of a part-time job for the people selling, because they have to keep the home in good shape. They have to live there with children. Mm-hmm. You try to make advanced arrangements for showings and all of those things with
right.
them.
And we've got all kinds of tips and pointers for kids and teenagers and a way to make it easier, but really to try and recruit the family and say, you know what, this is a family job. It doesn't fall to one person in the family. This is a family effort. What does everybody have to do every morning? And what's our goal and why are we doing it? And it's not going to last forever and we can do it. You know, yay team.
Dave, I got the impression that you and Holly are both pretty good negotiators, because there's a little bit of that old-fashioned negotiation that goes into this too, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. We've both been trained taking classes in negotiation, but yeah, just from our experience of buying and selling property ourselves, where you're really involved in the transaction because it's your money, you learn how to negotiate. So most definitely, Holly does a tremendous job with negotiating and being able to educate her people about how to make an offer.
Looking forward to seeing you guys the next time you're here on ABQ Connect.
Thanks, Jim.
Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.